Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We got to have a 6'7", 315-pounder playing tight end.
Yeah.
If I can't get a hold, I'd make the whole plane out of Darnell
Made
Washington.
Made it sound like the only time Pat can be a real part of the offense is when they go up against a very, very specific, not a
okay.
very specific defense, but a certain kind of defense.
It says a lot more about your offense's limitations than it does about Pat's. And I have not always thought like Pat was great after the catch at times, but it's pretty clear that he can run routes, get open, and catch the football at bare minimum.
Yeah.
Like, does that warrant like him being the featured dog in an offense? Maybe not, but in a productive passing offense, in a, I think Joe called it once, Starkey, a mature passing offense.
A what?
Mature. M-A-T-U-R-E, mature.
That's how my grandmother used to
say
mature.
I know, I think that's what Joe said it as. He said mature passing offense.
As a joke? Or
yeah,
actually...
I think it was a rib. I do think it was okay. He was doing it as a rib. He said, you know, he talked about like how certain offenses look that way. Like they're really well-oiled, and I think in a mature passing offense, Pat would be more well-utilized.
One more breaking news piece, then I promise we'll get to Aaron Rodgers. Darius Slay has found the new home. It's against the team the Steelers played on Sunday. He is a Buffalo Bill.
I'll give some of our YouTube chat, I can't remember by name, a bunch of people credit, though. When he got released yesterday, I had multiple people say he's probably going to the Bills.
Was he going up to guys on the field and saying, come get me? Save me.
If he was saying that to Bills players, they probably would have been like, nah, he wasn't dressed for the game.
Right. But he could still.
Hey, Darius, we're good, man.
He could still go up to guys in street clothes after the game.
Goes up to Josh Allen. Hey, man, come and get me. Come save me from here. Nah, we're good.
Yeah, he actually, unlike Adam Thielen, is latching on with a team that does have somewhat of a chance, not a great one, obviously, of competing for a Super Bowl. And we'll see how much playing time he gets there. We'll be tracking Adam Thielen and Darius Slay, even though they play different positions.
Over under 0.5 Darius Slay interceptions with the Bills.
I'll go under.
Okay. Donnie, take that action.
I'll go under.
Anyone want to be brave?
He will have, can I say he'll have one in the postseason?
Yeah, you know what? This is regular in post for this bet. Yeah.
You can go that
route. He's going to come up with some big postseason INT.
I had the same thought.
So you guys are going yes there?
I'm going to say yes because I think that would be very funny.
Turkey sandwich wager on it?
Sure. You know what?
Let's do it.
How about a BLT that you can eat while you're driving home
celebrating
your big win?
All right. Okay, so Aaron Rodgers sang a little bit of a different tune on the film session stuff today. You pointed that out, and you also brought up how Freiermuth said, wait a minute, everyone is at these things.
Yeah, rebutted it.
Yep. Now, I want to bring this up. We have now seen Aaron Rodgers play 11 games in a Steelers uniform. That is the same number of games, right? He played 11 because they played 12 and he sat out the Bears game.
Yes.
That's the same number of games Russell Wilson played with the Steelers. I'm going to give you their stats, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I've got both guys here, but I don't like the...
You don't like the comp thing?
No, I don't like the... No, I just don't like the way the my computer was set up here. All right. 11 games as Steelers starter for Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
He was 6-5, 63.7% passer, 16 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. His passer rating was 95.6. His QBR was 44. Was 47.9. Aaron Rodgers, as Steelers starting quarterback, is 6-5. He has 3 more touchdown passes, 19. He has 2 more interceptions, 7. His completion percentage is a little bit higher, 65.2 for Aaron Rodgers, 63.7 for Russell Wilson. Passer rating for Rodgers is 95.4. It was 95.6 for Wilson, so Wilson a touch better. And then the QBR for Rodgers is 40.5, and the QBR for Wilson was 47.9. Chris, they're basically identical. In some stats, Rodgers is narrowly better. In others, Wilson is a little bit better. If we all agree that Russell Wilson in the end was a bad signing by the Steelers, even though they paid him no money, mm-hmm. it was just ended up being another waste of time, we should feel the same way about Rodgers, unless something out of the ordinary happens here over the final 5 games of the season, right?
Rodgers has a chance to write a different ending to the story. Right now, I would say it hasn't gone well enough. It has been more failure than not. It's certainly trending that way with their recent performance, 2-5 in their last 7.
Yep.
So I think that's the other thing. Russ also cratered at the end after starting out pretty hot as the starter when he took the job back over. I think that this so far, the reason why I would suggest that there hasn't been the perception that this has been so bad is because it's actually still happening in real time. So like I said, people are waiting to withhold judgment until they actually see the full body of work. But also, Pony, I think by and large, now Rodgers has been a little more prickly lately because I think he's been just frustrated, so that makes sense. He has come off. One of the pleasant surprises is hasn't done McAfee. There have been no weird off-field dramas or anything, or him saying anything that the team has to answer for.
Yep.
He's actually come off a pretty good teammate for the most part. Actually a very good one for large chunks of the year. And Wilson came off like a robot programmed to speak to people.
Right.
Hello, I am Russell Wilson.
Yes, we experienced that firsthand.
And so, yeah, I mean, he completely just no-sold you like he was the Undertaker. And so I think people obviously are going to be a little more forgiving or accommodating to a person who, on a personal level, they find to be more just likable, I guess. And Rodgers is more likable, but he's no better of a player. He's showing you some of the same. It's kind of like the same story.
Donnie, do you agree with that?
I think he's a little more of a cerebral.
Malzi just said no better than Russell Wilson is Aaron Rodgers. You agree with that?
Well, a lot of things were so sour on Russell Wilson.
Is he going to be a Pro Bowler like Russell Wilson was last year?
Oh my God, I had completely forgotten that. He went to the Pro Bowl?
Pony,
yeah, an accolade anymore.
I went to the Stathead player comparison thing where you can just do last year Wilson, this year Rodgers. And that's why I brought it up, because I went, Pro Bowl? What the hell is that? But yeah, he was.
But it really does play out to it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Through 12 games last year, the team was 10-2.
Yep.
They were the number one seed in the AFC.
It's played
out. Everything looked up. They clinched a playoff spot with a loss in early December.
It's played out almost in identical ways, too. They both beat the Jets in their first start. They both had people saying early in their Steelers career, hey, this guy can still get it done. Hey, the Steelers should keep this guy around for more than 1 year. Hey, they finally found a quarterback that actually doesn't remind us of Mitch Trubisky, Kenny Pickett, or Mason Rudolph. And by the time they got to the 7 or 8 game mark of their seasons, they fell off cliffs. both guys. And it's also, if you take Ben at his word, maybe the Rodgers relationship with Arthur Smith is starting to go in the same direction. Did you see that comment, Donnie? What Ben said about Arthur Smith and Aaron Rodgers.
I did not.
That Ben heard that Rodgers pretty much stopped listening to Arthur Smith and started calling his own plays in the second half of the Bills game.
Well, that's not exactly exculpatory evidence for Rodgers. They got outgained 134-3 in the third quarter.
At least when Russ did it, he put up numbers like he was playing in 2015.
And good point. It's the same, like, screw it, though.
I read that a different way a little bit. Or the way Ben framed that, I felt like, was the classic Ben views Rodgers as a similarly, like, naturally talented gunslinger who should be allowed to do what he wants.
Oh, that's no doubt.
So it was just like Ben closing ranks in a similar way around a guy he sees as a parallel to him.
I agree with, like, Ben's perspective on it. I'm saying, is it not, though, akin to what happened last year as far as the quarterback offensive coordinator relationship? It got frayed. And all we heard about after the fact was nothing while it was going on, by the way. Mm-hmm. After the fact, oh man, you know what? Even though they talked about FaceTiming their wives, this Arthur Smith Russell Wilson thing was
bad.
A pretty messy
bad enough that after Russell Wilson's inarguable best game, we heard after the fact that was the tipping point in the wrong direction.
Yep.
I had to do something because I'm a sick freak of a human being in this job.
Yep.
I added to the Stathead player comparison. So it was Rodgers this year, Russ last year, Kenny in 2023. And you know what? Rodgers had better win his next start or else he'll have a worse record than Kenny through 12
Kenny
games.
Kenny threw like no touchdown passes.
Kenny has the fewest picks. It's 19 for Rodgers so far, 16 for Wilson, and this is still unbelievable.
Is it three for Kenny?
Six for Kenny in 12 games. Six. But I will say this just as a quick point of comp here. Looking at Kenny and Rodgers, he is playing the position more similarly than Russ. Yards per attempt, yards per game, like taking care of the ball. Yes, that one's kind of funny.
Uh-huh.
Russ was at, like, compared to these two, taking shots, man.
Russ could at least hit some of those long ones.
He was throwing go balls, and he was taking shots and hitting shot plays at times.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. so unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. It is time for a Hawk Report. And that is brought to you by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union. The Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union Visa card, 5% cash back for every dollar spent now through the end of the year. And it's coming your way at 5:15. Time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. Joined by the Hawk, our Steelers insider, 93.7thefan.com, Jeff Hathorn. Jeff, when was the last time you swung a golf club?
Man, probably 6 weeks ago.
If you're
been
being,
way too long.
If you're being honest instead of what That's you normally are in this setting, which is modest to the point of making me chuckle, how many would you beat me by straight up right now?
None.
Get out.
Chris,
see?
You're a champion.
See, no.
That is true. You are a major champion, Chris.
If I played Jeff for $100 right now, just no strokes given on either side, I would just hand him $100 on the first tee and say, I'll try to win this back, but it's better that you have it right now.
Wow.
I mean, $100 would have my full attention. I would put it that way.
All right, Jeff. TJ Watt, toe injury, didn't practice. What's going on there?
Yeah. Nothing that we're aware of that's major, although you think toe and you think Joe Burrow or you think – you know,
Jack
back
Lambert.
In the day of Jack Lambert.
Brock Purdy right? this year.
Yes. So we don't know anything more about this. It kind of came up late. You know, when veteran guys miss Wednesdays, it isn't a big alarm bells that go off for us because it's typically that a lot of guys get rest days. So we didn't think much of it. So we'll find out some more tomorrow. But I think a few of us were like, oh, we expected it to say rest.
Jeff, just speaking of Watt, would it make sense in light of how he played that there might be an actual injury, even if a small one there? Because I don't know about you, I'm wondering, where would you rank that as one of the worst games or on the list of the worst games Watt has played? I mean, he looked invisible. I think Donnie did a milk carton tweet about him, actually, during the middle of the game.
Yeah, it was tough. It really was. And, you know, they didn't get Buffalo into obvious passing downs where he could just, you know, unleash. And you heard his frustration after the game and what he said about them running the same play over and over and them having no way of stopping it, which I mean, we can, I think, kind of imagine what it's like, but we've talked to a few guys and, you know, Highsmith was saying today, it's like the most frustrating thing when you have that happen because you know what's coming and you can't stop it. And because of that, I don't think Watt was put in situations to be the player he could be. That's not defending him. That's just, you know, saying schematically what happened. But yeah, maybe that's what's, you know, slowed him a little bit or slowed his production from what we've seen in other years.
Jeff, Adam Thielen was at Steelers practice.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you think he slots in to the Steelers wide receiver room?
I mean, maybe he's it's not like he's a go route guy. You know, maybe he's a guy that could be a third down person for you, but I mean, what's Freiermuth? What's Jonnu Smith? What's Metcalf? I mean, is it worth the roll of the dice on a guy like that? I guess it doesn't cost you really anything in bringing in Adam Thielen. And, you know, he has a relationship with Aaron Rodgers and you would think he'd be able to pick up the offense quickly. Maybe he makes an impact, but I don't know how much of an impact he makes getting it down the field, and that's what they really need to do right now. And as Rodgers, maybe this is to Rodgers' point where he said today, we're not taking a lot of chances, and our receivers aren't getting open. And I think by receivers, he means everybody. And maybe Thielen could be a guy with his experience and knowledge that and route running that he could find a way to get open.
By the way, to go back to what you said, what is Pat Freiermuth? What is Pat Freiermuth for this team right now?
Man, he did his best at try to, you know, kind of grind his teeth together when we talked to him earlier today. I mean, he's frustrated.
I know people that do that while they sleep and they have to wear retainers for it, Jeff. Is that why you brought that up?
he might need a mouthpiece for when he talks to us.
Did you know people do that?
Well, they get headaches from it too.
Subconsciously grind their teeth, or unconsciously actually.
Yeah, unconsciously. I think Alex does it.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Hold on, Jeff. This new information has startled Pony.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Sorry, Jeff. You were saying about Freiermuth?
Aaron was asked about it, and he said, you know, that goes to higher power than me, which in the same sentence, he also talked about the Bengals game, which was supposed to be a springboard, and it was like a mirage when you look, because you haven't seen him out there, let alone making plays. So I'm not sure why they're not scheming. I know Arthur's been asked about it. I'm sure I'll be asked about it again tomorrow. And we'll see what the answer is. I know he's better against zones, but you mean he can't do anything against man coverage? I mean, I would think he would. That's why he signed him to that contract.
Jeff, didn't you also deduce and infer from what Roger said about their tight ends today that if it were up to him, Freiermuth would be playing over Jonnu Smith? He brings up Darnell Washington.
I mean,
and how and we can't take Darnell off the field. And I agree with that, but then nothing about Jonnu Smith in there.
And it's correct. I mean, it's a quick point to what he said about Darnell, and that needs to be factored into Freiermuth. Darnell has earned more opportunities, but Jonnu was brought up after the game. Jonnu wasn't really brought up today. I would say that there's probably some truth there.
Do we think that this Darius Slay Steelers relationship ended amicably, or are we of the understanding that there was maybe some like we've seen with James Harrison when he got released and went to New England, or Melvin Ingram when he went to Kansas City, that Darius Slay ended up getting very upset about his role with the Steelers?
Often when those things happen, it bleeds out into where we're around, whether it's at practice or in the locker room. We never saw anything from that. I think it was more a Slay. And in our dealings with him, it's more Slay going and saying, hey, I want to play. Give me a chance to play. So if I'm not going to play, just release me. And I think that's more of how all of this went down. No guys seem to be holding any vigils or seem really bothered by it. It's just, I think, part of the business, and Slay wants an opportunity to play, kind of like Thielen wanted an opportunity to play, and they're both getting, you know, new opportunities.
Well, Thielen actually wanted one more crack at a Super Bowl, according to Tom Pelissero, and so clearly that's why he signed with the Steelers. Or they picked him off waivers, I should say, Jeff.
I was going to say, it's a waiver claim, so it's not like he could just go and pick, you know, where he wanted to go. But yeah,
now
I get
one more
point.
One more ride with Aaron Rodgers. 8 catches for 69 yards so far this year for Thielen.
Yeah.
How about Rodgers, by the way, admitting he's got a lot left in the tank. He wasn't playing much for Minnesota. What an unbelievable, what a tell on what this guy probably actually is.
Yeah, he's very rested. He's very rested. How about Rodgers saying he wants to get more under center, and we might see more of that this week? We'll see what happens. I mean, we saw them toying with it last week. We'll see because that some of that stuff from the pistol just looked really awkward.
Yeah. Jeff, just can you explain to listeners who are wondering why one of Aaron Rodgers' BFFs, MVS, has been here for almost a month now and doesn't seem to have a shot at being put on the active roster?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think they love Williams' return abilities. Skoranek is the receiver/special teamer. They feel like Roman Wilson's taken some strides, and they like Calvin Austin. And I don't think MVS probably hasn't gotten a ton of opportunities to really show, but there hasn't been anything where he has wowed them to get on the field.
So among those guys, and two of them you said are very specific for special teams, whose spot does Thielen take?
And I don't know that there's a guarantee that he gets on the field. You would think he would on Sunday. Do you just take Williams out and say, all right, Calvin, you're our returner, and then that opens up a spot? That's the simple one, where you just take Williams out of the equation, because it's not like the return game has been anything dynamic over the last couple of weeks.
Jeff, do you share the opinion of Ray Fittipaldo and some others who are starting to think now that maybe this could be Mike Tomlin's final year with the Steelers?
Maybe. And now there are 5 games left. And, you know, when the Steelers were 4-1, no one would have ever thought we'd be having these conversations now, or few would have thought that. So if they have a 4-1 finish, as laughable as that might seem, given how they've played, then obviously that changes the dynamic of the talks and his future. But yeah, I think there's more there than there ever has been with Mike. And these 5 games are going to really determine his future.
Jeff, you also are always the person tasked with picking this game first.
Yes.
Every week. Mm-hmm. So we still, you know, we've got a lot of big picture storylines, but business to attend to. Steelers-Ravens, a matchup, Jeff, if you didn't know this, of, by one metric, 2 of the worst 4 quarterbacks in the NFL since Week 9, Lamar Jackson and Aaron Rodgers.
Isn't that crazy? And 2 .500 teams. You know, I want to see the Steelers do it at this point before I believe it. They're facing a rushing team that just destroyed them last time. I say Ravens 28, Steelers 17.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. The Hawk
Thanks,
Report,
guys.
Ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye, Jeff. Jeff's got to get in one of those golf simulator leagues to dust off the clubs. He hasn't picked one up in 6 weeks. Sounds like that's a long time for Jeff. How long has it been for old Malsey?
I did hit a simulator with a couple of my buddies this past weekend.
Donnie, when was the last time you picked up a golf club?
Probably like July.
Do you feel like you're getting the itch a la Starkey?
No. I mean, it's fun to go out like in a scramble when like I'm not really counted on.
And you one putt and the boys go crazy.
Yeah, you're
what we call a vibes guy.
Yeah. And I might have a nice shot like right around the hole. And
a great scramble team is one guy who's obviously the best player by an enormous margin and could shoot par or better themselves. 2 just decent players who are there to, you know, have a good time. And then 1 Donnie football. You put that together, that's like the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse.
Are you a drink a 6-pack guy while you're out there?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
he's not out there to drink Capri Sun, I can tell you that.
I mean, you got to pick something. You got to grab something before out. You got to.
One of the most.
I'm not really going to enjoy myself all that much if I'm just sitting there for 18 holes.
One of the most overrated drinks of all time as a kid, Capri Sun.
Oh, then getting the straw in there was a pain in the ass half the time.
No way. Never a fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I would agree with that.
It is time for Judge Donnie, brought to you by LGKJ. We, Pony and Mueller, are not real attorneys, but Western PA injury super lawyers Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKGR. At 5:31, time to check out the Christmas gift store at Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek. I think we're going to be debating someone today who Mulsey would like to get out on the golf course sometime. Yes?
Yeah, Pat and I tried to make this happen over the summer, just kind of the wires got crossed, but we would be a very even match if you're going on handicaps. I think I have to give him a shot now, but...
Well, congratulations on all your success.
But I would not like that. As anybody with a handicap knows... Even if you're honest about it, you'd always rather be the player who's got the higher
How many shots would you have to give Donnie and me? 50?
Over 18 holes?
Yeah.
Like playing stroke play to make it fair, or just to make it fair?
Could you imagine that, Don? We start out with a 50 stroke,
I mean, that
lead on Mulsey.
That should be going low.
So
we both start out up 50, and we just got to hold off Mulsey.
So I think you guys would have to do it match play, because if it was, can I be 50 shots better than you? The real question is roughly, can either of you shoot better than 130 for 18 holes? Pony lives near. He's a member.
I mean, I don't have faith in myself.
Pony's a member at Washington Country Club, which is a little 9-hole course, and he's told me that he'll go out and shoot like a 41 or a 42 once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably give you 20, because over the course of 18 holes, you might get distracted by like breaking news, or you might just decide you want to watch like a 1988 Houston Oilers game.
Well, there are some good games from that era.
Donnie, I think I'd have to give you closer to like 35, probably. I'd have to give you two shots a hole, I think, to make it even close to fair in match play.
I think you're lowballing it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I haven't really succeeded.
I honestly think we
ball.
Should go out and the contest should be Mulsey spots Donnie 50 strokes. Can he hold on? And if we got to the turn and he was only up 20 or something like that... Oh wow!
Well, I think the funniest part, and we could
no,
get
he
our,
would absolutely
we could get
me
our
and
guy
stink.
We could get our guy Ben Tenuta to film it. Now he's got some film
oh,
of
man.
Mine.
Donnie's
he's,
back nine was rough.
Yeah, he's got some film of mine that he's been sitting on that I'm trying to get out there and
well,
post to people.
Yeah, I mean, long high school football season.
I know. He walked by me, by the way, coming in today. I said, I don't want to talk to you. Don't say hi to me. He goes, I know, bro. I know. I'm working on it. You're on the list, Donnie. The funniest part about that hypothetical video would be I make a par or something or a birdie. And you make like a 7 and you're like, hell yeah. Like there would be some very funny bits where you're only losing by 2 on a hole and you're like, we're ahead of the pace, baby.
All right, Don, what are we doing today, Your Honor?
All right, boys, today's case falls to our guy, Pat Freiermuth. Mm. Should the Steelers move on from the tight end this offseason?
All right, Mulsey, ready?
Yep.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Why do I threw rock by accident?
Defer.
Okay. Donnie, I was like, throw scissors, and I made a fist. All right, thank you, Your Honor. It's a pleasure and an honor to be in your courtroom, as always. I like to take the first 4 seconds or so to tell you that. The Steelers should move on from Pat Freiermuth this offseason. You know, the famous movie Aladdin, Aladdin once said, Genie, you're free. And I feel like that's what I would be saying to Pat Freiermuth by trading him to anybody this offseason with a functioning passing game, because I think Pat Freiermuth actually has value to other teams in the NFL that like to throw the forward pass and throw the ball more than 5 yards downfield at a clip. As of right now, with the situation that you have on the Steelers offense and with next year a true mystery as far as who's going to be playing quarterback, what the offense is going to look like at this point, maybe who even is going to be the head coach. Pat Freiermuth, if you're not going to put him on the field, is worth more to you as an asset that could be traded to get a draft pick in return than he is as a tight end, because the Steelers simply refuse to even target him or play him very often. Mike Tomlin, chances are still better than, I think, 50-50, that he is the Steelers' coach next year. I think you could also say the same thing about Arthur Smith as an offensive coordinator. Why? I believe both of them don't have contracts that end after this season, and we know Art Rooney doesn't like to pay people not to work. So if it's those two in charge, and it's pretty much any quarterback, we can reasonably say that perhaps the Steelers would just not find a use for Pat Freiermuth on the field, which means you've got to find a use for him off of it. And also, we've heard Mike Tomlin go ahead and say this. I mean, if they're playing 4-3 teams, can they really put Pat Freiermuth out there? They got to have those big goons at tight end, those 290-pounders, those guys who can moonlight as tackles. It sounds like Pat's a specialist in the head coach's mind, a situational player, and they're not in situations very often where they seem to want to use him. So it would be best for them and definitely best for Pat if the Steelers moved him this offseason.
Andrew?
Your Honor, the Steelers should not be moving on from Pat Freiermuth this offseason. They should be moving on from Jonnu Smith and possibly even their offensive coordinator. Now, in the case of the offensive coordinator, I will do something that I rarely do here in your courtroom. I will concede that argument to Counselor Mueller that the odds of the offensive coordinator leaving are probably not very high based on the Steelers' past precedent. Moving on from Jonnu Smith, though, and spreading out his cap hit, he's owed $10 million next year. And if they designate him as a post-June 1 cap release, Donnie, I know I'm getting into the minutia here, Your Honor, he would only count $3 million against their cap and dead cap money. The problem, more than anything else for Pat Freiermuth, is what Aaron Rodgers said. Opportunity. Make the field a land of opportunity for Pat Freiermuth again in 2026. I know that he can play well inside an Arthur Smith offense. Last year, 78 targets, 65 of those were caught for 653 yards and 7 touchdowns. It was the second best yardage season of his career. He tied his season high for touchdown or career high in touchdowns going back to his rookie year when he had Big Ben throwing him the ball. The problem is that you have the offensive coordinator's favorite player of all time eating away and taking away snaps from Freiermuth, and if that player is gone, Pat goes back to his normal spot and will have production that is more in line with the amount of money that he's getting paid. We're not talking about an issue where, oh my God, this offensive coordinator has never used him. This head coach has no idea what to do with the guy. That is patently false because we've seen him do it before to the tune of catching 65 balls last year, which was his career high in a season, Your Honor. The Steelers need to move on from Jonnu Smith, not Pat Freiermuth.
Chris, 1 minute.
Your Honor, we deal in reality in this courtroom where we try to ground ourselves in reality. We don't deal in hypotheticals. And the reality of the situation, as Counselor Filippone conceded to me, is that Arthur Smith will probably be back here next year. You know who is likely to not be back here next year with the way things are going? Aaron Rodgers, who I believe is playing his last five NFL regular season games starting this week. You know who likes Jonnu Smith the least out of everybody in that organization? Aaron Rodgers, it would seem, because he's the one that, despite Smith's presence on the field, doesn't really want to throw him the football. So guess what? In reality, if the quarterback is gone, the offensive coordinator is absolutely going to want to keep around the guy that has been his favorite forever. And if that offensive coordinator is still going to have a job, no matter how much Pat Freiermuth might deserve to get back into the mix as the true pass-catching tight end one, it's unlikely he'll do so. As Clint Eastwood said in Unforgiven, deserves got nothing to do with it. The Steelers must move on this offseason.
Andrew.
I never debated the deserve part of it. Jonnu Smith, for as much as Arthur Smith can like him and play him, even though it's against the Steelers' best interest on the field, there are people he has to answer to at the end of the day, which are not only his head coach, but his general manager here. As far as the organization of the team goes, with the salary cap and the amount of money paid out to each player. That's where Omar Khan comes into this whole deal. They are not going to pay a guy over $10 million who has no track record with the Steelers, that being Jonnu Smith, that contract where he has 30 catches for 190 yards and we're more than halfway through the season. And I get it. Freiermuth's production isn't much better because he hasn't played as much, but at least he has built up equity with those people. This is not, as Counselor Mueller made it seem, one of those situations where whatever Arthur Smith wants, he gets. They need to man up and tell him, Smith gone, Freiermuth back.
Is that a caveman ending? Smith gone, Freiermuth back.
It's not your turn to talk here and judge what I said. This should be deemed a mistrial.
Boys, I did notice. You know, one of these days I'm going to hit you with that mistrial.
But the judge snickered at my joke, so it seems that he's happy that I interrupted in his chambers.
Well, can you at least strike it from the record? That last comment should not factor in your decision-making here.
Yes, yes, it does not factor in. I like the caveman ending, Andrew. In the case of Pat Freiermuth and the Pittsburgh Steelers, I think they should set this guy free.
Oh, I knew Wellesley was going to win with that argument.
Damn it.
Genie, you're free.
I knew it.
I knew a good Aladdin reference would be just what the doctor ordered to get this courtroom back on track, baby.
I almost went to a well there, and I didn't, and now I lost, so it's a mistake of mine to not have gone to it in the argument there.
I'm going to ask you this, because the YouTube chat has asked. One person said, if Pony deferred there strategically, it's a questionable strategy, because it sounds like they felt like you gave me way too much on the offensive there to rip the team and do the old set them free bit.
Yeah. But it worked so well for me. That I wanted to
the funny thing is,
to
I
do it until it stopped working.
I didn't think this was even one of my best arguments when I've had it deferred to me. What was the last one we did where you deferred? We were at Studio B. I don't even I try to forget the cases I lose right away and have a short memory, but I felt like that was a winning argument, and the judge did not see it that way.
I think the judge has been very fair lately. I'm not even going to do one of these spoiled rotten routines afterwards where I like demand a mistrial or a
Why don't you just put an
like
apple
that?
On the judge's desk?
I thought he did a... I don't agree with the decision, but I respect the decision he made.
Look at the respect card. Your Honor, you are getting... I mean, there's a serious glazing going on right now of your decision making.
I mean, I don't want them to actually do that for the record, but I mean, if you're not going to play the guy, let the guy's career... I mean, give the guy's career a chance.
Yeah, I like Pat personally, and so I if he's going to just languish like this, it just is silly for him and for them to maintain a bad... It might not be a bad relationship, because I think he's very much a pro about all this, but, like, it's not a fruitful one. He got paid, good for him, but, like, they're not playing him.
Yeah, and I know that makes it easier,
it makes it easier for him
to go about it
and be a pro about
a good attitude,
but still...
Yeah. I mean, because we've certainly had guys in the past, one of them, oddly enough, happens to be flourishing in his new spot, but we've had players who haven't gone about things in such a pro manner. They've moved on. It paid off.
Well, I don't think that either one of those guys, based on how the season has gone, Freiermuth or Smith, can be back at their current salary.
Don't you think it's reasonable, though, in all seriousness? Now, I'm out of Judge Donnie mode here.
Thank you
for alerting me to that. I do think it's obvious that Rodgers doesn't like Smith. You agree with that? Jonnu.
Yep.
And I would think that if Rodgers isn't going to be the quarterback, Arthur Smith is probably on some weird level, even if Jonnu's numbers look horrible, going to be like, no, this guy with a different quarterback, especially like if it's a rookie or somebody who needs a security blanket, he'll be way better. He'll make himself available. Like, Rodgers just didn't like him.
Yeah, I could see Arthur Smith definitely making that argument. It's just a matter of whether or not Mike Tomlin. This is all working under the assumption that Tomlin will be back next year. Which...
It'll be head coach Arthur Smith making that argument.
Speaking of tight ends making money.
Mark Andrews just got an extension. Explain that one.
Did he drop the pen when
really
he went
can't.
To sign it?
I watched their games, including Thursday night, and I think to myself, my God, is Mark Andrews... fallen off. looks like he's a shell of himself.
I feel like Likely is their better tight end now.
When he's not fumbling the ball into the end zone, I agree.
Yeah, but I wonder how it would go over with Steelers fans if a player who literally dropped the ball that knocked them out of the playoffs, and it was a ball he should have caught 100 times out of 100.
Yeah.
Got a contract extension.
I don't know.
The following year, while the team is 6-6 and can't figure anything out.
I don't think they'd like that, but he's basically their franchise's Heath Miller. Difference being Heath won Super Bowls here and Mark Andrews didn't. So maybe he gets more leeway there.
See, I would have
thought. Has more gravitas.
I would have thought that Todd Heap was more like a Heath Miller. I mean, I know he was older, but.
Remember when Joey.
Well, Andrews has all the records now.
Yeah, he does. Do you remember when Joey Porter saw Heap limping up to the line and getting into his stance and just shoved him straight backwards? Yes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.